you got your hair cut now, all ready to go, huh?
Yeah.
Fine.
I had a long talk with the brain in this morning.
Yeah.
I got my dog lost. Right.
Right.
He came back absolutely effusive. Personal message to you from Brezhnev saying that there were many important and historic results of the summit, but the most historic result was the relationship established between the Soviet leaders and President Nixon.
Good.
And
that's good.
Not since the war have Soviet-American relations been on such a basis, and they want to express their personal confidence, and so on and so forth. He also sent me a very nice note.
Good, 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 good.
And, he mentioned to me about the Vietnam thing. They sent a summary of our discussions to Hanoi and said that Podgorny would be glad to come and fill them in on the remainder. They didn't give them everything. And Hanoi hasn't replied yet, and that's why Podgorny is gone.
I see.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, well...
But it doesn't make any difference, Mr. President.
We just continue doing what we're doing.
Exactly. If Hanoi, in fact, it gives us a better justification.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Hanoi didn't feel that Moscow wasn't on its side, Podgorny would be there now.
Yeah. 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 So we'll go ahead on that hydroelectric thing, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Did the matter come up indirectly, directly with regard to the possible visit of the Democratic nominee to Moscow, or did you, that didn't anybody?
Well, I mentioned it, and that he said, they know where they stand, and he said that they had no overture, and they, I don't expect that to happen myself.
Yeah, well, it may. The other point I was going to make is this. Did you see this utterly stupid thing of McGovern's, the effect that he'd go to Hanoi?
Well, not only that he would go to Hanoi, but at Hanoi he would promise them withdrawal of all U.S. forces,
yeah,
and of help to put you... I think we should say that we can do in Paris, but that,
yeah,
you don't have to go to Hanoi.
Yeah, you can surrender in Paris. You don't have to go to Hanoi to surrender.
That's right.
That should be the line that you should put out to Colson's group, that, look, if we... he should be attacked, that this is a shocking thing. We could... he doesn't have to go to Hanoi to surrender.
We are getting a flood of reports now that they're in deep trouble. We got a report from Peking today.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of sharp divisions in the Politburo in Hanoi, another report from Belgrade.
Mm-hmm.
They are in deep trouble, Mr. President.
Mm. They've just got to be, Henry. They've got to be. Uh-huh.
It looks as if they have finally linked up with Ann Locke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That 21st Division.
Not the 21st Division. They brought in an airborne unit to do it.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate.
And then at least an Abrams is still hammering the hell out of them with those B-52s, no?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and now he's moved. Now we are up at an 84 sortie rate. 87.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he's now beginning to creep up in the panhandle. He's across the DMZ now. He's just leveling it.
And you mean by that he's making the trail almost unusable then, isn't he?
Well, making the supply through the panhandle. I mean,
through the oh, I see.
The trail is slowed down anyway now by the weather.
By the way, it rains. Mm-hmm.
And,
And, well, God damn it, you know, these people are not supermen, Henry. You've got
President, they are,
they're not supermen.
There is a limit to what they can take.
Well, that's fine. Well, wish you well on your trip. You leave at 4:30.
I leave at 4:30.
You know, I hope to take plenty of sleeping pills along.
Right.
And
well, I can go right to bed when I get there too.
Yeah.
I ought to be on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what the hell? What you do there is, you know what I mean? It's off the back of your hand. Just to try to incidentally make our ambassador feel, bring him into something.
Oh, I'll bring him in most.
Because basically he is totally loyal, and it'll build him up with his staff, and you know what I mean, it's one of those things. So if you can do that, it isn't like with the Soviet and the Chinese, where we didn't want the ambassador. Well,
no,
the Soviet
coming in to everything, Mr. President. Except the meeting with Sato, which they insisted be alone.
That's right.
And the meeting with Fukuda, but he will join us at strongly is that you should not announce my China trip.
Oh, fine.
Just putting it too much to the discussion.
You mean just have that announced by Ziegler?
Have it announced low-key by Ziegler.
Before my conference?
If you have a conference.
Yeah.
Schedule your conference for the afternoon. But you should not jeopardize your relations with Brezhnev.
No, I wouldn't. But when do you want it announced? On Tuesday, when the day you get back?
It has to be announced on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Well, then it could be announced.
By 11.
It could be announced in the morning, see?
You could.
And I don't plan to have my conference till 3 in the afternoon anyway.
Well, that would be better.
See, but I'd prefer not to announce it.
And then you'd sort of blanket it a little bit, which would be...
And it'd be good for me to come on then and announce you're going to testify, and that'll blanket it, see? That's
I don't think you can hold it that long if I'm going to testify on Thursday.
Oh, yes, I can. Yeah. I can if I... Because of the... You just don't figure that you've got... The way the Senate always plays is, we've got to know 3 days in advance. They don't have... They can know 1 hour in advance. They'll take you. And this will be 24 hours in advance, and it'll build like hell that day and the next morning. And
that's, of course, entirely up to you, Mr. Baird. They can get the right coverage that you want in within...
It takes 24 hours. Oh, Christ, the moment it's announced it. That afternoon, you see, if we announce it at 3 in the afternoon, the networks will all go right to work.
Right. Well, that's entirely up to you.
So we want to get it with maximum jolt, as little discussion as possible from the, so that it appears we have done it rather than that they have forced us to do it.
Right.
We'll let them know an hour in advance that I'm going to announce it, but that's about all.
Right.
I think that's the way we want to do it, so that we are not in the position of being dragged down there. See, that would be a very bad situation if it were that way.
But we should work out something by which he says ahead of time that this is an exception.
Oh, sure. We'll tell him. Tell him exactly what he can say.
Right.
I'll probably do it in the form of a letter or something like that. But in any event, we will we'll now not submit the treaty until Tuesday. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. But we'll work out the logistics of the announcement, all right?
Right.
Well, we hope you have a good trip, Henry.
Right.
At least I know it isn't going to be good, but I hope it's not too tiring.
Well, I'm sure it will be all right.
All right, bye.
Right. Thank you.